Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Ling. I'm calling about the apartments you showed me last week.
Hello, Jinyu. Did you like any of them?
Yes, I liked the one that was outside of town. It was so big. I would love to have that extra space. My current place is too small.
Oh, unfortunately, that apartment's already been rented. But there's another one available in the same neighborhood, and it's nice and big. Would you like me to book a showing?
Yes, please. I'm available every morning this week.
Number 32. Who most likely is the woman? Number 33. Which feature is most important to the man? Number 34. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
We're getting a shipment of medical equipment today. The new auto-refractor machines for eye exams are coming in.
Great. They're going to make our patients' exams much more accurate.
I can unpack them when they get here.
That's okay. Just put them in the storage closet overnight. A company representative is coming in tomorrow and we'll need them then.
What time is the representative coming?
He's coming at 6 p.m. after the clinic closes. He'll be showing us how to use the new equipment.
Number 35. Where is the conversation most likely taking place? Number 36. What does the man offer to do? Number 37. What will take place at 6 p.m. tomorrow? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Liliana. I've only worked here at the factory for 6 months, but I'm wondering if it's possible to change positions. You've been here quite a while. What do you think?
Good. I definitely encourage you to work your way up. I'll celebrate 15 years of employment here next month.
Congratulations. Right now, I'm working as a package handler, but I'd like to be an assembly technician. What do I need to do?
Well, the first step would be to talk to your supervisor. He'll be able to give you more details.
Thanks. Actually, I think he's in his office now.
Number 38. What does the man ask the woman about? Number 39. What does the woman say she will do next month? Number 40. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, my name is Hector Murray, and I'm a customer at your bank. I'm calling about getting a small business loan. My business is expanding, and I need an additional vehicle.
Sure, we can help you with that. We'll need some financial information, your updated business plan, bank statements, and income and payroll tax statements.
Okay. Should I make an appointment to go over the information with you in person?
No, there's no need to come in. You can just fill out our online application form. I'll send you the link.
Number 41. Why is the man calling? Number 42. What does the woman say the man must provide? Number 43. What does the woman tell the man he can do online? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Mr. Schneider. Thanks for agreeing to show me around your new facility. It will really help me with the article I'm writing. I think my magazine's readers will enjoy learning about indoor hydroponic farming.
It's my pleasure. When we grow plants in water rather than soil, we actually end up needing much less water to grow the same amount of food. That surprises most people.
Interesting. I'll be sure to include that information. By the way, is it all right if I take some pictures of your setup? I brought a camera.
Of course. Let's get started.
Number 44. Which industry does the woman most likely work in? Number 45. What does the man say is beneficial about a farming technique? Number 46. What does the woman ask permission to do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Ms. Becker, I've walked around your property and I think your home's a good candidate for solar panels. I can probably install them next month.
Great. But aren't there too many trees around my house?
Well, there's a spot in your back garden that gets enough sunlight to put some solar panels. If you cut just a few of the branches off that maple tree.
That tree's actually on my neighbor's property, so I'd better make sure it's okay. I'll ask them later. By the way, my garage is pretty small, so I'm concerned about the size of the 10 kilowatt battery that goes with the panels. Can you look in there to make sure it'll fit?
Number 47. What are the speakers discussing? Number 48. What will the woman ask her neighbors about? Number 49. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Astrid and Ulrika, do you have a few minutes before the lunch crowd arrives?
Sure, Mr. Smith. Is this about our new menu?
No, not that. The refrigerator near the chef's station wasn't closed properly last night.
Oh, no. I think that was me. I put the leftover salad in there.
And I should have checked to make sure it was shut before closing the restaurant.
It's okay, but a repair person's coming to see if there's something that can be done to make it easier to close securely. I have to go to the bank, so could you let him in when he arrives and help him out?
Number 50. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 51. What problem does the man mention? Number 52. What does the man ask the women to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Adam. During one part of our market research team meeting tomorrow, we'll need to share some information about recent consumer trends. Could you create some attractive slides with this information?
Fabrice is exceptionally good with graphics.
Oh, in that case, let me ask him.
But as promised, I have started looking closely at what our competitors are doing to attract clients. So after lunch today, I can share some ideas with you about how we might incorporate those strategies in our own work.
Great. I definitely want to hear more about that.
Number 53. What field do the speakers work in? Number 54. Why does the man say,
"Fabrice is exceptionally good with graphics"?
Number 55. What does the man plan to do after lunch? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
It's almost 11 o'clock. I'm worried that we'll fall behind schedule. We need to have the drywall installed in this house by tomorrow.
Don't worry. The delivery truck just pulled up in front a few minutes ago.
Okay, that's a relief. Let's head outside.
Hi, I'm Gregor. Apologies for the delay. Traffic was an absolute nightmare on Route 37 North. Where should I unload the materials?
You'll need to maneuver your truck over to the back entrance.
That won't be a problem. Could one of you guide me in?
Sure, I'll do it. It's a tight spot, so just keep me in sight in your rearview mirror.
Number 56. What is the woman concerned about? Number 57. What does Gregor say about Route 37 North? Number 58. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm here for the 2 o'clock weightlifting class, but there's no one in the studio.
That class was cancelled. The trainer injured her ankle, and she'll be out for at least a week. I thought I sent out an email to all of her students this morning.
Oh, I signed up only yesterday.
I see. I'm sorry about that. Email lists usually take 24 hours to update. Now, we're offering several other classes this afternoon. Look at this chart. Would you like to try one of these?
Number 59. Where is the conversation most likely taking place? Number 60. Why does the woman say,
"I signed up only yesterday"?
Number 61. What does the man most likely show to the woman? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and store layout.
Welcome to Maddox Automotive Supplies. Can I help you find something?
Yes, I want to buy a new set of winter tires for my car. Where can I find them?
Winter tires are near the back of the store, in the section farthest from the entrance.
Great. Thank you.
Of course. Also, in case you're interested, here's our December flyer. It has a list of all the items that are currently being sold at a reduced price.
Number 62. Where does the conversation take place? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Where will the man find a product? Number 64. What does the woman hand to the man? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and list.
Thanks for helping me with this service event. I'm so glad we'll finally have a reading area in our community center.
Yes, it'll be a great addition, and this old storage space is perfect for it.
I made a list of things to do this morning and assigned everyone a task. Here it is.
Okay, I'll start clearing off these wooden shelves to make room for books.
Oh, a community member donated a sofa yesterday. It'll look good in our new reading room.
Number 65. Where are the speakers? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Who most likely is the woman? Number 67. According to the man, what happened yesterday? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and cake menu.
Hi, my company is having a holiday party today and I'd like to buy a cake. What do you have available?
We have a cake menu with some different options. Here's what we're offering today.
Let's see. A lot of my co-workers like fruit, and this one fits my budget. So I'll take this one with the strawberries on top.
Great. I'll package that up for you right away. Would you like me to write a custom message on it? There's no extra charge.
No, thank you. Just package it as is.
Number 68. What event does the woman mention? Number 69. Look at the graphic. How much will the woman pay for the cake? Number 70. What does the man offer to do?